Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. I thought I'd offer a few reflections and ways to practice with pain, physical pain. So physical pain is something that we learn to face up to in our meditation practice, a harmless physical pain through the sitting. So if we train ourselves to sit longer and longer, then we'll encounter some physical discomfort. And if this is not harmful to us, I mean, we can tell the difference. I think most people can tell the difference between what is just the normal achiness of sitting a long time and the kind of sharp pains of that indicate problems in the knees or the back. It's very much part of the practice to learn to endure this harmless pain, and actually strengthening the body. This is a very useful thing to do, because if we can learn to tolerate discomfort, then we gain strength in our minds, and we learn not to shy away from things which are useful but maybe uncomfortable, or skillful but maybe uncomfortable. And when we find that we need less comfort in life, which could be very liberating, how much of our lives we spend chasing comfort and being afraid of pain, and yet if we sit and feel out this pain, then we can discover that it's not really as bad as it might have seemed. And this is particularly so if we can divide the sense of the body. If we use our mindfulness and we can be aware of the body and of the mind and of the pain as separate things. So we have a pain in the knee as we're sitting. Obviously, anyway, we want to sit through too much pain in the knees, but at the beginning this is quite normal to have a bit of pain in the knees. Then if we can become aware of the knee, it's the physical knee, the hardness of the bones of the knee, say, and so feel that it's kind of underneath the pain. The pain kind of hovers and vibrates over it. So if we become aware of these two things, we realise these two things are not the same. Then the mind starts to separate out. These aspects of things start to separate out. And the pain becomes clear, physical pain. And then we can also see clearly how, if we start to become agitated or upset about that pain, that is also different. The mind or emotions are different from that physical pain. All these things separate out, a bit like oil and water. In a bottle they don't mix, they separate out. And then whether sometimes the pain diminishes as a result, sometimes not. But there'll be a much more tolerance of it, there'll be much more less suffering. And so note that pain and suffering are not the same thing. There can be pain and little suffering, or there can be a little pain and a lot of suffering. These two things are not the same thing. They don't necessarily correlate with each other. So for different people, or different kinds of problems. Like if you know what the problem is, you know that it's not harming you and so on, then there's that little distress over it. So after all, the pain is a warning sign. So, you know, as callers, we need to listen and work out, well, is this harming me or not? But if we're confident that, you know, as soon as we get up and walk away, then the pain will go away, and we know that we're not harming ourselves, then we can just learn to tolerate. I can train the mind not to make a fuss over things that are all right. If we learn to tolerate discomfort in this way, we can learn to tolerate all kinds of discomfort, actually. If we learn to tolerate physical pain like this, we can also tolerate painful states of mind the same way. Are we adding to them the way that we might add to a physical pain? Are we making more of it, or making less of it, trying to make light of it in a skillful way? Or are we adding to it some way? And we don't really need to. So, without judging ourselves for this, then we can, instead, we can turn to judge ourselves for doing this. But if we just see clearly what we're doing, often this is enough for us to stop doing it. You know, as we begin to practice, then our experience of ourselves is fairly all mixed up. You know, it's all just one thing, feelings and thoughts and physical and mental. It's all just one experience. How I feel, how do you feel today? It just becomes one experience. This means that everything's mixed up with everything else. We don't have the discrimination between physical pain and mental pain, emotional pain, and the body itself. Often the body to us is just a bunch of feelings. We're not actually sensing the body itself, the weight of it, or the posture of it, or the movement of it. So we tend to lose perspective. We get focused in on the pain. If we can open the mind around pain, then often this is the first step, rather than grasping at it and we can make it worse like that, like tightening around it. If we can relax around it, open the mind around it, rather than focusing on it, often not helpful to focus on it. So I'm somebody who's experienced quite a lot of pain, had quite a lot of back problems over the years, a lot of building work and various other very heavy physical work. So I had a number of back injuries. So this is one I to talk with a bit of experience on this, it's not just ideas. This is what's worked for me, and then when the mind becomes very steady through the meditation, then this can be of great benefit. When we're in physical pain, the mind can remain steady. So I'll offer this for your reflection.